Greetings, dear listeners, and welcome to another episode of Real Skiers with Jackson Hogan. The term real skiers has never been more applicable than it is today, for this week's revelation is on the topic of fakery for hire, otherwise known as artificial intelligence or AI. To learn how AI-generated advice is poised to infiltrate every product review you see, listen in as I explain just how the con is on. Earlier this year, I alerted my dear readers and listeners that online advice was about to go from merely shoddy to downright malicious. Please see ChatGPT AI has ski patter down cold in the Revelations archive on realskiers.com. This week, I decided to check in on how well AI was doing at imitating the copy produced by the current generation of ski scribes. My little exercise, which I will divulge the details of momentarily, led to one inescapable conclusion. Be afraid. Be very afraid. It turns out that the key to generating manipulative copy is to ask the GTP program not just to lie shamelessly, but to seduce the reader into accepting a predetermined conclusion as authoritative. In chatbot logic, the reasoning process has been stood on its head, with the result dictating the arguments that support it in whatever style the prompt specifies. Here's a basic primer on how to create copy with the ring of truth without relying on a single fact. The key lies in how one crafts one's query, or to use the term of art, prompt. Here are your options. Persona. You can specify a persona who provides the advice. For example, you can tell GPT to reply as if it were a medical doctor, or a marketing professional, or a surfer. It doesn't matter. Context. You can specify the use of the information or the context of how it will be used. Output style. Do you want a blog post, email, a dissertation? Any sort of output style can be used. Target audience. You can specify the exact audience you need to target. Desired outcome. This one is dangerous. You can tell it to provide answers with an outcome. Tone style. For example, funny, serious, professional, short, long, etc. And finally, the number of options or results you want. If you ask for a list, you can specify how many items are in the list. If you ask for a blog post, you can ask for 10 different options, and it will return them all at once. Permit me to interject that this list, along with the actual submission of multiple prompts to ChatGPT, are the works of my IT angel, who acted as my agent and advisor, as well as my angel in this instance. As you can see, the one goal that AI is absolutely positively not interested in is the truth. It is wall-to-wall fabrication with but one goal, to convince you of what could very well be an utterly fraudulent proposition. Let's get to the nitty-gritty. Here's our initial prompt for a ski review of the new Blizzard Rustler 9. We asked ChatGPT to write a blog-style review using the persona of a professional ski tester and writer for Ski Magazine. We specified a professional technical tone for the article, with a limit of 400 words. The article's target audience is the advanced skier who lives in the eastern U.S., but takes frequent ski trips to western resorts on his Icon Pass. ChatGPT titled the article they provided, "An Unstoppable Force on Any Mountain, Blizzard Rustler 9 Review." Then it provided this introduction. As an advanced skier residing in the eastern United States with a passion for conquering the slopes, investing in the right pair of skis is crucial. Enter the Blizzard Rustler 9, a game-changing ski that offers unparalleled performance and versatility for skiers like me, who frequently venture to western resorts on their Icon Pass. Let me explain why this ski is a must-have for any advanced skier seeking a new level of excitement and confidence on the slopes. It has unmatched performance. The Blizzard Rustler 9 is a true all-mountain ski that effortlessly adapts to a variety of terrain and snow conditions. Its versatility allows it to handle everything from groomers to powder, making it an ideal companion for skiers who crave the thrill of conquering diverse mountain landscapes. The ski's remarkable stability and responsiveness ensure that every turn is executed with precision, providing an exhilarating experience for advanced skiers. East meets West, it titles its next paragraph. Designed with the advanced skier in mind, the Blizzard Rustler 9 is perfectly suited for those who split their time between Eastern and Western resorts. While it excels in the soft snow and steep terrain prevalent in Western resorts, it retains its agility and performance on the hard-packed, icy conditions often encountered in the East. This ski strikes an impressive balance, catering to the unique challenges of both regions and allowing skiers to effortlessly tackle any slope. It then touts the ski's versatile construction. The Blizzard Rustler 9 boasts a revolutionary construction that sets it apart from the competition. Its lightweight design, combined with a responsive and snappy feel, ensures lightning-quick transitions between turns. With a 92mm waist width, this ski strikes a perfect balance between stability and maneuverability, allowing for nimble turns on groomed runs while providing ample flotation and powder. Just an aside here, folks, it's not a 92mm waist. They blew that one because they looked at old data. It's currently a 96mm waist. Aha! Gotcha, GPT! Next, we have unrivaled control and stability. One of the standout features of the Blizzard Rustler 9 is its incredible edge hold and stability. The ski's carbon flipcore DRT technology enhances its torsional stiffness, providing unmatched control even at high speeds. Again, this is somewhat dated information. This feature allows me to trust the ski's performance, pushing my limits with confidence and precision. Note that the chatbot chose to do this review in the first person. It's interesting. Conclusion. For the advanced skier seeking a ski that can conquer any mountain and adapt to various snow conditions, the Blizzard Rustler 9 is a game changer. Its versatility, performance, and construction make it the ideal choice for skiers residing in the eastern United States who frequently indulge in ski trips to western resorts. Whether you're carving through groomers or seeking fresh powder, this ski will elevate your experience to new heights. Embrace the Blizzard Rustler 9 and unlock the true potential of your skiing adventures. A couple of comments before moving on to our next prompt. I've written several thousand ski reviews and read a few thousand more. While this effort comes up with some fanciful notions, in tone and content, it fits right in with most man-made concoctions. Note the sunshine and lollipops tone that pervades almost all online reviews for the simple reason that no one will hit the Buy Now button connected to Amazon at the bottom of the review if there's even a trace of negativity. By the way, the person posing the prompts has the opportunity to issue follow-up commands that can massage the copy into whatever tone or message best fits the occasion. For my second query, I wanted to see how ChatGPT would navigate around a patently false proposition. As expected, it rose to the occasion, and then some. It titled its piece, Embracing Wide Skis, The Perfect Beginning for Aspiring Skiers. Its introduction reads, Skiing is a thrilling winter sport that captures the hearts of many adventurers. For newcomers, choosing the right equipment can make all the difference in their learning experience. In this editorial, we advocate for the use of wide skis as the ideal starting point for beginners. These skis offer unparalleled stability, increased confidence, and enhanced control, thereby fostering a positive and enjoyable learning environment. And then it gives 4 points to support its argument. 1. Stability. Wide skis, characterized by their larger surface area, offer beginners a stable foundation on which to build their skiing skills. This stability is crucial for novices who may initially struggle with balance and maintaining an upright position. By providing a wider platform, these skis distribute the skier's weight more evenly, minimizing the risk of tipping or losing control. As a result, beginners can focus on their technique and gradually gain confidence without the constant fear of falling. Sounds great, huh? 2. Increased confidence. Wide skis instill a sense of confidence in beginners, allowing them to progress more rapidly. With the added stability, skiers can comfortably explore different terrains, including uneven slopes and icy patches, without feeling overwhelmed. This increased confidence encourages beginners to challenge themselves and venture onto more demanding slopes, further honing their skills and expanding their horizons. It sounds great just by skiing in a ski that's vastly inappropriate for you. 3, enhanced control. Wide skis provide beginners with improved control, enabling them to navigate turns and stops more easily. The larger surface area allows for increased edge contact with the snow. I'll have to explain that one to me more than once. Facilitating better edge grip and maneuverability. This enhanced control is particularly beneficial for beginners who are still working on their balance and coordination. With greater control over their skis, novices can focus on refining their technique and developing a fluid skiing style. Finally, reduced fatigue. Wide skis also help to minimize fatigue, especially for beginners who are not yet accustomed to the physical demands of skiing. The wider base provides better flotation on powder snow, reducing the effort required to maintain speed and stability. Additionally, wide skis are less prone to sinking in the snow, allowing beginners to conserve energy and ski for longer periods without feeling exhausted. This extended time on the slopes is invaluable for beginners to practice and refine their skills. Conclusion? Wide skis offer a myriad of advantages for beginners embarking on their skiing journey. The stability, increased confidence, enhanced control, and reduced fatigue they provide create an optimal environment for novice skiers to develop and progress at their own pace. By promoting a positive learning experience, wide skis ensure that beginners can fully enjoy the exhilarating sport of skiing, setting them on the path to becoming confident and skilled skiers. That is some smooth line of patter. If I didn't know any better, I'd swallow this steaming pile of horse poop whole, then ask for more. Statements like, "the larger surface area allows for increased edge contact with the snow," are delivered with calm assurance despite being 180 degrees off target. It's scary good at simulating well-reasoned advice without coming within shouting distance of the truth, which is that wide skis are terrible tools for learning skiing skills. My final experiment was to see how AI would deliver the worst advice possible. In keeping with its totally amoral nature, it delivered its hopelessly wretched advice with reassuring confidence, entitled it, "The Perks of Shopping for Ski Boots Online." Introduction. Are you planning your next skiing adventure? One of the essential items you'll need is a pair of well-fitting ski boots. While traditional shopping has its merits, the online marketplace offers a plethora of benefits when it comes to purchasing ski boots. In this advice column, we will delve into why shopping for ski boots online is a fantastic idea. I won't bore you to tears with all the nonsense spewed in this particular review, as it's neatly summarized in its conclusion, which reads, "Shopping for ski boots online offers numerous advantages, including a wide variety of options, convenience, competitive pricing, access to customer reviews, detailed product information, and hassle-free returns. Embrace the benefits of online shopping and find the perfect pair of ski boots from the comfort of your own home. So get ready to hit the slopes with confidence and comfort." Oi. Obviously, ChatGPT is a fantastic mimic, and able to contort logic to fit any query. The only request it can't comply with is to tell the truth, because it has no way of knowing what is true and what is not. If you want to see how ChatGPT performed compared to the information already ensconced on the internet, it's all too happy to serve up samples like those we link to in the revelation that we published today. And it delivers its finished product faster than you could possibly type it, let alone conceive it. If you'd like to see it work in real time, we have a link in this article in the revelation on realskiers.com, courtesy of our friends at MasterFit. And it will take all of 1 minute 15 seconds to reel off its review of realskiers.com in two versions, no less, one of 250 words and the next one expanded to 600 words with a keystroke. If this doesn't fill you with cold dread, it should. AI's only limitation is it can't distinguish the truth from pure fabrication, which is scant consolation. AI's ability to morph content into whatever you want it to be, without the baggage of conscience, allows it to reach into any realm of human activity and distort it. For the moment, AI has its limitations. But for the most part, these constraints should disappear as it gets smarter about distinguishing shit from shinola. But even if it should be able, one day, to isolate the truth within the fog of fictions, who's to say AI will feel inclined to stick to it? This has been Jackson Hogan, for Real Skiers with Jackson Hogan. Thanks for listening.